You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's Health of Australia's Prisoners 2018 report shows young Australians living with disabilities were jailed at three times the rate of their able-bodied counterparts last year. The Bureau of Statistics says around 8% of people in the community aged 18 to 34 report living with a disability, but the new AIHW data shows that compares to 26% of prison entrants in the same age bracket. The discrepancy is only slightly better for those aged 35 to 54. That's 14% in the community, compared to 33% in prison. Anna Ritson, the head of the AIHW's Justice and Education Unit, says that's of concern.
They may have had a head injury that's resulted in a loss of consciousness, and that continues to have implications for their health and well-being. I mean, prisons aren't necessarily set up to cope with prisoners that do have intellectual or physical disabilities. And I think it's important that we get a good measure on how many prisoners need those services and support and help.
The report gathered information via surveys over 2 weeks in 62 adult prisons last year across Australia, except in New South Wales. New South Wales runs its own survey of prisoner health every 5 years, while the AIHW conducts its survey every 3 years. Despite the omission of the country's most populous state, Ms. Ritson believes the AIHW data remains an important resource and accurate snapshot of the entire country.
We think that it's better to have a snapshot of the most amount of prisoners that we can possibly survey rather than try and get the information out of New South Wales. So certainly I think that what we've got, we do think that it's a pretty good measure of the prisoner health and well-being across Australia.
The data also shows prisoners continue to experience higher rates of mental health conditions, head injuries, drug use, and communicable disease than the general population. Additionally, over the past 5 years, there's been a drop in prisoners who saw a health professional in the 12 months preceding their incarceration. In 2012, 3 in 4 people surveyed reported seeing a health professional in the year before their sentence began, while last year it was only 1 in 3. Ms. Ritson says prisons often provide better access to healthcare for people from disadvantaged backgrounds than the community can. She hopes policymakers take notice of the report.
What we're looking to do is to provide that evidence to the people who do administer and run those prisons so that they make gains. Prison is an opportunity for a lot of people to get the health and medical care that they may not be able to access in the community. And we would hope that this report helps to contribute and shine a light on just how important those prison health services are.
There were around 43,000 people in Australia's prisons on the 30th of June last year. 32% of people were on remand and 62% were serving sentences under 5 years in length. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.